Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the epicenter of free speech. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Kathy, I'm great. I'm just all excited, and things are working out great. You know, yesterday, the family and I were out with our backhoe and a front end loader and a box blade, and it's like a scraper blade. It's like a snowplow turned backwards, and you put it on the back of a tractor and you pull it. And there's a box around it that's open in the front. So as you pull it, it grabs dirt, and then it levels out the dirt. So we were out modifying the entrance to our farm so we could have a 20-foot-wide opening for two gates, two 10-foot gates, so that camper trailers can come in. So we were adjusting the road. And, you know, nobody said, what are y'all doing to the road? Nobody stopped us. Nobody said, are you allowed to do that? Do you have a certificate, permission? Do you have a license to do that? We just fixed the road, opened our entrance, and now as soon as we get two new gates, we will be able to let people come in to the campground. So it's been a lot more to it than we thought, because we did a test with a 24-foot trailer. It was too hard to get in. So we just modified the road and modified the entrance at our farm, and now camper trailers can come in, and it works just great. So that's one of the things we're up to. Kathy, I know you have some things that you'd like to talk about today, and would it be okay with you if we just talked about washing machines for just maybe a few minutes?
Sure, Vince. Go ahead.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you, and you and I have never really talked about exactly what I've got in mind today, but just to go back in history, one of the first washing machines, sort of a semi-modern washing machine, was designed and built around 1766. Now, that, of course, was before electricity. So this was a kind of a primitive thing in some respects. But some of the designs, or the design technology, if you will, is used today. And it was simply a wooden barrel, kind of like a wine barrel, made out of wood, curved outer side, you know, bigger at the belly than at the ends. And it was put flat, laid flat, and a shaft was driven through both end caps. A hole was cut in it, an access hole, kind of like the size of a dessert plate. And a cover was fabricated out of wood with two little bolts to hold this cover in place, and probably some kind of a gasket. So you just take and there was a stand and a hand crank. And you would just turn this thing by hand, and it would rotate the clothes inside the barrel. And then you just turn it to where the opening was and drain the water out and take the clothes out. And that's how it worked. Well, that was in 1766. In 1923... the first electric washing machine made its debut. And again, it was a wooden barrel, except this time it was upright with the end cut off, and it was a top-loading barrel, you know, with kind of an agitating mechanism, and it was driven by an electric motor and a fan belt, a V-belt. And then in the 1950s, we really made some great strides. And that was when the first front-loading washing machine made its debut for the public to buy. And that was right after World War II, like 5 years after World War II, maybe six or seven. It had a glass door with a rubber seal, that a rubber bellow-type seal. It always leaked. Now, my mom had one of those. And it was always leaking on the basement floor, always. And it just could not fix it. So I was a poor... Well, gravity is what made this happen. So gravity pulled the water down in the front load tub, but gravity also pulled the water out of the seal of the glass door. So while it cleaned clothes and while it didn't make a lot of noise, it leaked. So that wasn't so good. Now in the 1960s, that's when the current era of washing machines really took off. And there are three main designs, and that's what I wanted to talk with you about today, Kathy. And one of them was, and this is the 1960s, one of them was what we'd call like the Whirlpool type clothes washing machine. It had an agitator, and the agitator would go one direction, stop, and then it would go one direction, stop. Now, some of them would go forward, stop, backward, stop, forward, stop, backward, stop. Some of them just would go forward, pause, forward, pause. But that was the basic design of the agitator washing machine. It was a top load, and you'd put the water in with a mechanical timer. You could set the water level. Sometimes you could choose between hot and cold water or mix the two and get warm water. So that's the main design that a lot of people use for a lot of years, until maybe the last 10 years or so. That being said, we'll call that the Whirlpool design. It had a cast iron transmission and a one-third or one-half horsepower motor. Absolutely brilliant design for longevity, durability, and value. Then, still in the 1960s, there was a brilliant, even more brilliant design. And it was made by Philco. And Philco was a division of Ford Motor Company, you know, the car company. And they had appliances. You could buy Philco refrigerators, Philco washing machines, maybe even dryers. But when we were buying a washing machine in the 1960s, I was really interested in mechanical things. And I liked this Philco washing machine design. And I convinced my parents that was the kind we should get. Now, this thing it didn't have a gearbox per se. It had an electric motor, had gear reduction, but it didn't go forward and backwards with the agitator. At the bottom of the tub, it had a wobble plate with these rubber ears on it, three rubber ears. And this wobble plate would push the water through the clothes. Not push the clothes through the water, as an agitator does. It would push the water through the clothes. And it was quiet, and I thought this thing would last a really long time because it didn't have this forward, backward, you know, machinery. Well, it worked great, except for one thing. Because the wobble plate only went in one direction, the clothes would get tangled up. So what you'd end up with would be a donut of all your clothes, and your shirt sleeves would be wound around other shirt sleeves, and you'd have to untangle them when you took them out, or before you took them out, so you could hang them on the line or put them in the clothes dryer. And then there was another brilliant design made by General Motors, and that was called the Frigidaire. And this thing did not have an agitator that went forward and backward. It didn't have the Ford wobble plate. It had like a piston in the center of the washing machine where the agitator would be, and this piston would go up and down, boom, 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 and it would push the water through the clothes. The good thing about that design is it didn't tangle the clothes, but for some reason it disappeared off the marketplace. And so the question I have for you, Kathy, is have you ever seen or experienced the use of any of these other designs, like the Philco with the wobble plate? I don't think they called it a wobble plate, but if you look at machinery today, like compressors, they have the same designs. Engines have the same designs. four-cycle engines have the same type machinery as these washing machines, the same type machinery as a steam locomotive, believe it or not. So have you experienced the Ford Philco, the General Motors Frigidaire, or the Whirlpool?
No, the only one that I have was the top loader, the agitator, you know, the agitator one. My grandmother had an old wringer washer, and she had that in her utility room, and she would feed the, you know, it would agitate, and then she would feed it through those two rollers, and then it would drop into like a tub, and then she would put it in her, hang them outside, but sometimes in the winter she would use her dryer, but I haven't used any of the other ones.
Okay, and it's interesting how sometimes great designs are beaten in the marketplace by lesser great designs. Now, I still think that the Whirlpool, what I would call the Whirlpool design, is the most durable, most valuable of all the designs that are available today. If you could get it, you know, the old cast iron gearbox agitator Whirlpool design, that will last the longest. And so, but in terms of washing clothes, I have a feeling that the General Motors Frigidaire was a great design, but I've never used one. I've seen them, but I've never used one. And we're talking from, heck, we're talking from the 1960s, so roughly 60 years ago when they were on the market. The other reason I wanted to talk about washing machines, Kathy, is I was, you know, when we do clothes around here, we kind of have an informal family meeting. Okay, we're going to wash clothes. Who's got what? And so we economize on detergent, we economize on water, and we economize on electricity and the wear and tear on the machines. So it's not like one person throws a pair of socks in and, you know, washes a load that just consists of a pair of socks. We try to make it count. Not overload the machine, because that's rough on the transmission and the motor and, you know, the running gear. And we don't waste water, and we don't waste the machinery by burning it up, by overloading it. So when I said to Mrs. Finelli, okay, give me wash plans, she said, yeah, but, you know, the washing machine's starting to make us, the motor doesn't want to start right. It's kind of slow to start. So the reason I've been going through this whole story is, class, you all know what the problem is, right? The electric motor doesn't want to start on the washing machine. What could that possibly be? There's only two things that I can think of that would make that happen. One is women used to wear these hairpins in their hair. And if one of them got in the washing machine, it could go right through those little holes in the inner tub and get into the water pump and lodge in there. And the next time the water pump wants to start, it won't start. That's one thing. And the electric motor could, you know, grunt and groan and not start. The other thing is what we've been talking about, the thing that causes refrigerators and freezers and air conditioning machines not to run properly or not to start properly, and that's the capacitor. So I know with 99.999% certainty that I'm going to replace that capacitor on the agitator washing machine, and everything's going to be good, and we're going to be back in business. But while I've got the cover off, I'm going to take a hypodermic needle and put about 3 cc's or maybe 6 cc's or 6 milliliters of synthetic lubricant. 85W90, full synthetic lubricant. There's a little air vent in the top of the transmission cover. You can see it. There's a little bump there. A little tiny hole. I'm going to add some more oil.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
A little trip down memory lane talking about washing machines. And the reason I wanted to do that, I wanted to put a exclamation point on this. Literally, class, it's going to take me about 15 minutes to change that capacitor. You know, that's, you know, including sipping on some coffee, you know, taking some breaks while I'm doing it. Literally 15 minutes, 2 screws, lifting the cabinet off the washing machine, capacitors right there on the side, 2 terminals, you know, a wire with a terminal and another wire with a terminal, and 1 screw with a plastic strap that holds the capacitor in place. Replace the capacitor, put the cover back on. Yeah, it's probably going to take me longer because I'm going to lie on my back on the floor and put some synthetic gear lube in the transmission. I wouldn't have to do that, but I like to make sure the equipment lasts longer. But the point is, it would take me longer to go to the computer in the kitchen and do a internet search on new washing machines and try to find one that I liked. It would take me longer to do that, just to find it. That doesn't mean buy it. That doesn't mean install it. That doesn't mean pay for it. It just means pick one out. It would take me longer to pick one out than it would to replace the capacitor. No kidding. Kathy, any comments about all that?
Vince, it just goes to show you that if you do it yourself and you know how to fix things, think of the money that you just saved yourself. Plus, you have a reliable washer, an older one that works better than the newer one.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the other thing, Kathy, is that the newer ones use newer detergent. And, you know, instead of leaving it up to me to make a mistake and You know, who knows? Vinny might put the wrong amount of detergent in, too little, too much. I mean, why leave that up to me when science and marketing and the accountants could figure out that I could just throw in one of these little pods and I won't make a mistake. I just throw that in there, pay three times as much for the detergent pod, and I'm good to go. I would never do that. I would never do that.
You know, Vince, I've never bought them. I don't even know how much they cost. I'd have to probably look, but I'm sure they're expensive.
Well, they're way more expensive, and you know, they have some nice colors, you know, to make the purchaser feel good about the purchase. The detergent that I use doesn't have any colors in it at all. It's just white, and that's what I expect it to be. And, well, that was one other thing I wanted to talk about, Kathy. I have not done this, but I might do it. You know, we live on a farm, and there are no rules here. There's no building inspectors. There's a national electric code. There's a plumbing code, but no one's been here to make sure that the wiring has been done right. No one's been here to check the plumbing. So if I wanted to, I could literally just take the drain hose from the washing machine and just spray on the lawn the dirty water from washing clothes, you know, with the detergent in it and the rinse water. I could just do that. And no one's going to say anything. There's nobody. They don't even have a person to say something. You know, I'm talking about the government. Well, I know a guy, a family in Virginia, and that's what they did. They built a house, and they didn't plumb their washing machine into their septic system. They just sprayed the water and the detergent and the phosphates on their front lawn. And their lawn, they had the best lawn around where the wash water was, by far. No one had a better lawn than they did in that area. And, you know, phosphate, that's part of fertilizer. And it really works well. But, you know, if you put chlorine bleach in your wash water, it'll kill the lawn. Or if you put pine sol in, it'll kill the lawn. But if you just use a phosphate detergent without chlorine bleach or oxygen bleach, it works great, you know, for the lawn. But I don't think I'm going to do that because the cows might come over and eat the you know, the lawn, the grass, and I don't want them to eat that. But just want to let you know that that can be done. So if you have a homestead and you just want to plumb your washing machine onto your grass, some people have done it. I'm not recommending that you do it or not do it. I'm just saying it's been done, and I told you the results. Grass grows like crazy. It really does. And the grass grows like crazy, too, when people have the municipality bring a tanker truck loaded with sewage that's been chlorinated, and they spray that on farm fields. That grass grows like crazy. But it stinks for 3 years. Literally. It smells like a sewage pit for 3 years. Until the sun eventually, and the biologicals eventually eat the sewage and turn it into soil. We'll be right back. Kathy's got a full schedule for us today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four members of a Central California family who were kidnapped earlier this week have been found deceased. Merced County Sheriff Vernon Warnke.
There's no words right now to describe the anger I feel and the senselessness of this incident.
A suspect is in custody, and the Department of Justice is assisting with the investigation. Law enforcement agency ICE has been hindered by the Biden administration for doing their job, as the federal government appears to be turning a blind eye at the invasion at the southern border. Texas Congressman Michael Cloud on Fox News is pushing legislation to help protect you.
What we've seen under the Biden administration, again, is not just doing everything they can to aid in the dead cartels and their illicit activities, but doing everything they can to inhibit law enforcement from protecting their communities.
Thursday night football tonight, Colts at the Broncos on Prime. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take
my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I just want to let you know she's okay. You don't need to worry. The reports are that she's okay. Oh, what am I talking about? The vice president was in a motorcade yesterday, and there was a single car accident. Hers. And the Secret Service said it was a mechanical failure. Mechanical failure, so the car was in an accident. And why? Because that evidently is the protocol for when something happens, mechanical failure. Mechanical failure. What really happened was, in my opinion, the driver mishandled the pedals and the steering wheel. That would be the brake pedal, the accelerator pedal, and the steering wheel. So there was a misapplication of force to one or more of those pedals and wheel. But one car accident. How does that happen? Well, it always happens for the same reason. Driving too fast for the operator's ability to maintain the vehicle that, you know, in its lane or in its position. That's how it happens. Kathy, back to you.
There's something I wanted to bring up. I don't know if people have seen it, but there is a fentanyl that it looks like Sweet Tarts and Skittles. They're laced. They look like candy. So it was put out. The notice I got was Mayville, New York, but it just says that just handling the, they're like rainbow colors. They're like yellow, purple, green, and blue, and pink. And they say just handling them, you can really be affected seriously and die, even children. So I wanted to mention that in case people hadn't seen that, especially with Halloween coming and you know how little kids are there. They look at something like that and that looks like a Sweet Tart. So I don't know if it, you know, anybody else mentioned it, Vince, but I just wanted to bring that to people's attention.
Very, very good, Kathy, and that's important. Yes, class, that somehow fentanyl is getting into multicolored candies that look like Skittles and possibly Sweet Tarts, that type of candy. And it's an outrage. Who would do something like that? That's pure evil, right? But that's what's happening. And unless it's a... It's a strategy by a competing candy company to take out the Skittles candy. So that people say, don't buy any of those because you can die from a fentanyl overdose because they have been tampered with. So, Kathy, do you remember that happened with, what was it? It was an over-the-counter medication that somebody had tampered with, and people got really sick and died. Only a few instances, like in New York City, I believe it was maybe 20 years ago.
I remember the Tylenol one.
That's it. Tylenol. Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of a scare, but and this was somebody opened the boxes, not at the factory. You know, would get some. Maybe at a drugstore type store, get some, open it at home, and lace it with contaminants, deadly contaminants, put it back on the shelf in the store, and leave. It's important, class, that you check the seals on everything. And I guess maybe that is one of the points that we're bringing up today right now, that if you buy yogurt, check the seal. If you buy milk, check the seal. If you... Pretty much everything you buy, you should check the seal. Check for perforations. Check for tampering. What a mess. What a mess. And that's just one more reason to grow your own food. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Vince, I know we have a few topics we wanted to talk about, but I did want to bring up, I believe you were talking a little bit about the butter and the cost of the butter, but I'm hearing now that there's a shortage. On a lot of dairy, like coffee creamer, butter is becoming short supply. I would suggest, get what you need, even if you buy 10 or 15 pounds of it, especially if you can get through, Christmas if you're going to do any baking or use it for your Christmas and your holiday meals. They were talking about turkeys being in short supply and cranberries. I didn't get through that whole list, but what I'm sensing and what I'm hearing from a lot of people is that the produce that's in the stores. Now, I personally, most of mine has been pretty good. I haven't noticed much. But then again, I haven't been buying a lot because I've had a lot for my garden. But people are complaining that the produce is bad. It goes bad. It's rotten or tasteless. So you know, it's just back to what I've said before. Just try to maybe get what you can and preserve it. But just be aware, check it. Even if you can at the store, sometimes they have those twisties that you can open up and look at it. And like potatoes, you can always smell a bad potato in a bag. So, you know, try to look over your items. But I am doing more and more things where I am drying a lot more this year than I ever have. And I actually have literally so many raspberries, I really don't know what to do with them. So I was doing a little research, and this goes for really any kind of a food that you can dehydrate and powder. But this one article, she took the raspberries and she dehydrated them, and then she put them in like a high-speed blender, and she powdered them, and she said, I'm going to get the nutrition. I can put it in yogurt. I can put it in oatmeal. So you could do that with anything. You could do it with carrots or greens or, you know, strawberries. If you have, like, you get an overabundance of things, you still would have your nutrients. And by me powdering them, that I don't have to use my freezer, which is really full right now. It's like a balancing act trying to get things in there. So those are a couple tips that I wanted to bring up. And, you know, talking about a garden, when you're picking, like, especially your softer fruits, like your tomatoes and your raspberries or your anything softer, just don't, like, I really don't like buying things like in a bushel. I think that by the time you get down to the bottom, it really bruises them and sometimes it splits them. So I take like a shallow tray, a shallow Rubbermaid container or a box. When I'm picking, I don't put them more than two layers high. It may be sometimes just a single layer. And then I take them in the house and, you know, maybe put them in boxes or something in there or lay them just on the counter. So that's just something to help preserve your garden things. And the last thing about the garden I wanted to bring up is, you remember the little film canisters that we used to get when we had the film vents with the little plastic lid?
Sure. Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. You know, there's a few people that were talking about that, and they said that they put their seeds in there. If you still have some of those, and I actually do, I have a few of them left. I saved them for other things, but they said they put their seeds in there to save them. And they said, one lady said she went back like 10 years later and they were still good. And then another person suggested the amber, like a prescription bottle. I mean, obviously you want to wash it out and everything, but she said that's amber and it's got that, you know, the lid that locks down real tight. And she said, if you don't have a way to save them, if you have some of the older, you know, those kinds of bottles. And I suppose you could use like an amber vitamin bottle, too, if it's the right size for what you need. But I just, you know, those were just a couple things I thought about with trying to save your seeds. And I think that's important, Vince. I think we need to try to save as many seeds as we can, because who knows what's going to be available next year and the quality of it.
Yeah, very well said. Very well said. Kathy, years ago, there was some discussion and concern about some of those film canisters. Now, different kinds of canisters. Some of them were gray with a black plastic snap-on lid. Others were clear plastic with a white translucent lid. Some of them were thought to be toxic because of the heavy metals that were used in film that would be stored in them. So if you're going to, like chromium, for example, and some silver compounds, I'm not talking about colloidal or ionic silver, I'm talking about silver compounds. So if you're going to use them, I would suggest that you wash them out thoroughly with, you know, put them in a dishpan by themselves, with some dishwashing detergent and wash them out thoroughly to remove and rinse away any heavy metals that might be in them. Now, all of the canisters don't have the heavy metals, only some of them. So just as a word of caution. However, the idea about using those amber-colored prescription bottles, I like that a lot because they don't have the heavy metals for the most part. But, of course, you have to do the same thing as Kathy so clearly lets you know, you need to wash them out and then rinse them and then dry them. But great idea. Great idea. And then, of course, you can use a Sharpie-type marker and label, you know, the year and what they are. Because it's really easy to be in a hurry and not label your seats. That's easy to do. It's a little harder to label them and get it right, you know, for next year. Kathy, back to you.
Yeah, that's so true, Vince. I've been guilty of that. I'll go, oh, I'll remember what that is. I'm like, okay, what is that, lettuce? What was it? So, anyway, you know, Vince, did you want to talk about the electric bills and all the extra fees and stuff that they had? Did you want to talk about that now?
Yeah, we can certainly do that. I've got to bring up this. Let's see.
Okay.
Do you want to start? Well, and I'll bring up some of these electric bills. I've got some copies on my computer. And if you want to start with what your thoughts are. So, class, we're talking about cell phone bills, and we're talking about electric bills, and we're talking about gas bills. Okay.
You know, Vince, there's I was reading last night. Some of them I really didn't. I thought I knew what they meant. But some of them, it was like, okay, this is just, you know, even then you have to sort of dig into it. But there's, okay, here's one that's on one of our bills. It says Universal Service Fund Rider. And that means administrative costs for low-income programs and consumer education programs. And there's another one called EDR, which means Economic Development Rider. And this, economic incentives from utilities shifts costs from other customers, including various industrial and commercial users. There was one, this is one that it says it's RER, Residential Electric Heating Recovery Rider. It shifts the cost for our particular, we have First Energy, discounts to certain customers who have all electric heatings in their homes. So people that have all electric, certain customers get a cheaper rate.
That's outrageous. Why?
Yep.
Why should they get a lower rate because they're destroying the planet at a faster rate?
Yep.
Okay. Well, there's no such thing as clean energy, class. There's no such thing.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy, do you have some more items that you'd like to talk about regarding these bills and these hidden taxes and fees and things that we just don't understand? We just look at the bottom line and says pay this amount. We go, oh, okay, yeah, that's what we'll pay. Yeah, no problem. We'll pay that amount. Do you have any more that you'd like to share? Because when you're ready, I have some from that were sent to me from one of our class.
Sure, Vince. There's 17 different things on our bill. Some of them are real minor, like might be a few cents, 8 cents, but some are more substantial. There's another one. It says state. It says KWH tax writer, which is called SKT. It says customers using 2,000. I think it means kilowatt hours. Or less, monthly pay about half a cent per kilowatt hour. Rates fall for entities using more electricity. And then, let me go back to the other screen here. This is another one. It's called advanced metering infrastructure for smart grid metering, effective July 1st, 2019. So there's all kinds of them. There's one called delivery capital recovery rider, and that recovers costs for investments in the distribution system. So they're shifting all the costs of everything to the consumers. There's another one that is for people that this one is says DUN, distribution uncollectible rider, shifts costs for uncollectible charges. So paying customers are effectively paying for others who don't pay their bills. And it goes on and on and on. There's like four or five of cost that shift for people that don't pay or that are low income. It shifts it to the paying customer. So you can go ahead, Vince. If I see any other that are pretty outrageous, I'll bring them up.
Class, so what you're hearing is exactly what Kathy said. You, if you're a customer that pays your bill, get to pay for those who don't pay their bill. So when you see these lights on, in these trailer homes that are falling down, the lights are on all day and all night outside, you know, the front steps. You got to wonder. They can't paint the place because it's falling down. it looks like, to me, when I go past these places, I get to pay their electric bill. So here is here's a bill, a gas bill, and it's from one of our class, and it's from Illinois. And it's for 21 therms, T-H-E-R-M-S, that's a measurement of gas, 21 therms of gas for a month. And there's a smart meter on this particular property. And so it says here that there is a $19 charge. I'm just going to round it, you know, make it easy. $19 charge, it's called a customer charge. Then there is a distribution delivery charge of $7. Then there is a volume balancing adjustment, which is another dollar. And then there's a qualifying infrastructure plant surcharge, which is $3. And then there is an invested tax capital adjustment, which is 15 cents. Then there is the energy efficiency program charge, which is about a dollar. Then there's the gas environmental adjustment, which is another dollar. Then there's the Illinois state gas revenue tax, which is 50 cents. And then there's the Illinois State Commerce Commission tax, which is 5 cents. The total bill is $50, $49 and change. It's $50. But in that bill, there's actually the line item for the gas. That was $18. So to buy $18 worth of gas, the customer gets to pay, with all the fees and other charges, $50. $50 for $18 worth of gas. No exaggeration. Now I'm looking next at the electric bill for the same customer, a member of our class. And there is an energy, it says total energy charge, $78, But there's some other charges that are on this bill. Now remember the $78, that's for the electricity. There is a customer charge of $6, a meter charge of $5, a distribution delivery summer charge, which is $88 distribution delivery charge summer. So they must have summer and spring and winter and fall. Or maybe it's just summer and winter. Or maybe it's just summer and the rest of the time, the rest of the year. But that was $88. And then there's some other charges. Customer generation charge. That is 10 cents. Clean energy assistance charge, $3. Renewable energy adjustment, $7. EDT cost recovery, $2. Electric environmental adjustment, $3. Energy efficiency programs charge, $4. Energy transmission assistance charge, $1. And Illinois state electric excise tax, $5. Total bill, $202.47 for $78 worth of electricity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.